Oscar edition. In crime and comedy, timing is everything. I am Dave, joined by my
partner in crime,
Oscar-worthy co-host.
You should have stuck with partner in crime.
I would give you an Oscar for hosting, as far as podcast hosting of movie
best
shows.
Best supporting
that I
host yeah. in a movie podcast.
Anyways, that's Ryan. I am Dave. We are Movies on Up. Tagline this week, in crime and comedy, timing is everything. If you know what movie that is from, email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. Tweet us at moviesonup on the Twitter, facebook.com/moviesonup. Or just visit moviesonup.com and then get a hold of us another way to tell us you did. Getting lots of entries this year. We love it. If you're right and we pick you, you will get the prize package. We're packing one up now. The first prize pack of 2014 is about to get mailed within 2 to 4 business weeks. But other than that, this is our Oscars episode. We talked a lot last week on our Golden Globe wrap up. I cared so little about the Golden Globes. I was more talking about what it would mean to the Oscars. So we're going to talk about Oscars this week.
There's a certain disdain that you have for the Golden Globes because of separating things like comedy and musical and
drama.
There's
a certain disdain I have for the Oscars, too. So.
I guess that's probably fair. But, you know, like we said last week, generally speaking, people don't tend to remember who wins the Golden Globes. It's who wins the Oscars. You don't remember necessarily who won the third place game in the World Cup, but you remember who won the final, or at least I do.
Probably that's Brazil soccer. Or Spanish or somebody.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Yes, Spanish.
Spanish FC. So we'll just kick off the,
there you go. You didn't even know it.
That Bam. I am a soccer legend. Best cinematography.
More puns. That's the goal for this episode.
Boo. The Oscar and the Oscar award nominees go to Emmanuel Lubezki for Gravity, Inside Llewyn Davis, Bruno Delbonnel. We don't really care names. Do we? Nebraska, Feeding Papa Michael. That one's just a fun one to say. Prisoners, Roger Deakins, and The Grandmaster for Philippe Le Sword.
So this is for Best Cinematography. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah,
maybe
Best
you
Cinematography.
Did. I may not have been paying
attention. I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at our picks, and we both agree. I really think it's going to go to Gravity. It's hard not to. That was a visual experience.
Beautiful-looking movie. That's what cinematography is.
And, I mean, Nebraska's a weird one because it's done in black and white, but it's...
Doesn't mean it can't be shot.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's still... Prisoners is a weird one. Watching Prisoners, nothing really stuck out to me about the style and look of it. Like, nothing struck me on that.
It does seem like, maybe with the exception of The Grandmaster, that... It's Gravity and then three movies that are, you know, much more, not necessarily stylized, but maybe lack of a very pronounced style.
Yeah, and Prisoners, I mean, it's good to see. I feel like that movie...
Have been nominated for something?
Huh?
Should have been nominated for
maybe
more?
Yeah, like I'll talk about it in a different category later, but I feel like that movie was one of the rare ones that comes out and it's got your movie stars in it.
Yeah.
And it's... really, really good. And, like, good on a, like, a mainstream appeal level and...
A movie snob level.
A movie snob level. Like, it was just a really good movie. Gone Baby Gone was similar, where I thought Gone Baby Gone was a flawless movie. I don't remember it getting any nominee. I could be off on that, but...
It probably won a Golden Globe or two.
Did it?
I'm just saying we don't remember who wins the Golden Globe, so maybe...
But I just feel like I wish Prisoners would be coming up more. And there's another one that I feel like we want to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get to it later.
Yeah.
Best music.
Take no prisoners on that one.
Yeah. Best music original score. Nominees go to Gravity for Stephen Price, Philomena with Alexandra Desplat, The Book Thief, John Williams, no stranger there, Saving Mr. Banks, Thomas Newman, and Her by William Butler and Owen Pallett. Ryan says Her.
I do.
Everything I almost did, like I really, really did. I ended up going with Saving Mr. Banks. I don't remember doing that, but that's what my name is written next to. I picked Gravity for Golden Globes, but it's Gravity is a weird one because when the DVD comes out, there's a Blu-ray special feature that eliminates the score. And I kind of want to watch that. So, I mean, how good's the score if I'm interested in watching it? I thought the score did great for Gravity for what it was supposed to do because it was fairly minimal. But I'm really interested to watch it without it.
Yeah, I think, you know, that vacuum of space. Not that it's going to make you feel like you're in outer space sitting on your couch, I guess. But, you know, not having that sound is going to be very alien and make you feel very alone, even if you're not, you know, necessarily in space. At least you're alone with the breathing of Sandy and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think that could be really, really rad. I got bitten during our Golden Globes pick.
You can't use that excuse anymore.
No, I
this
can't.
This is a week removed from that.
I can't. And I really did kind of dial back my picks on her. But I really did think the music was very good in her. I mean, it got nominated for Best Original Song, which I don't think it'll win. But I think
we'll
as a whole,
that, yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good
so,
tunes.
I mean, this one we're split. I don't think there's a runaway. You would think John Williams, his name
I
in there.
I would hope.
But
whatever.
I don't think The Book Thief did enough as a movie for really people to pay attention. And Saving Mr. Banks, I think my logic there was that it's not going to win anything else. And that kind of movie is the thing where it's like, it just feels weird for that movie to not win
an
Oscar.
So it's like your argument for Inside Llewyn Davis.
Last week, yeah, in the Golden Globes. That's kind of it, where it's like, that's a weird movie to not get any Oscars. So I feel like it'll get the ones. This one I want to talk about in a minute. The best original song, you have Let It Go from Frozen, Ordinary Love by U2 from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, The Moon Song by Karen O, co-written by Spike Jones from her, Happy by Pharrell Williams from Despicable Me 2. I don't even want to mention the last one because there's a whole controversy behind that, so who cares?
Did Shia LaBeouf steal that song?
No.
Oh.
Have you even heard of that movie?
No.
You know who produced
that
movie?
I am not
movie?
Alone in not hearing that, no.
An Academy voter, like one of the board members.
Produced alone, yet not alone, and it happens to be nominated for Best Original Song.
Yes,
you think
this,
that could be a conflict of interest?
This movie that nobody ever has heard of or seen, it made less than $200,000 in like a 3-week run in the middle of the summer. But between Frozen, the U2 song, the Her song, or Despicable Me 2, what do you want to win?
To be honest with you, I don't ever want U2 to win anything because I don't ever want to hear Bono.
That's pretty much it. Like we that's why I went with Who Do You Want to Win, because me and Ryan both picked U2. We both picked
despite the fact that I just said how much I don't want it to happen, it will happen.
We both picked U2 to win this. They did win the Golden Globe. I don't think either of us picked it because I don't think either of us realized it was a U2 song when we did our picks. But now that we do,
I've seen Mandela. And at no point did I pick up that was U2, but I think this could be an instance where I don't think it's going to win anything else. So
that's true. And, I mean, they do like
the Inside Llewyn Davis theory of Oscar picking.
Which is also interesting because no Llewyn Davis nominees in this.
Right.
Nominations in this.
In this category.
I'd like to see Karen O win for her because I do enjoy Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But I would love it if Despicable Me 2 won, just because I thought Pharrell did so awesome in both of these movies. For him to – I mean, the music adds a lot to those movies. And for him to get some sort of recognition from it, I think would be awesome. I mean, you never know with the best music, because who was it? Was it Glenn Close or Meryl Streep that had to hand an Oscar to
the 3-6 Mafia?
Mafia?
Yeah.
Which is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
And at that point, like, I remember, I don't know if it was Doug Benson or somebody had, like, the greatest line ever. It was, like, Oscars, 3-6 Mafia 1, Martin Scorsese 0. Mm. It was perfect. It was true. And you know what? Maybe I'm changing my mind. I kind of hope that maybe those lads from Ireland do win something, because I think it could really be a big boost for their career. Maybe get those guys some sort of recognition. So, you know, at least next time we hear them in a movie, we're like, oh, that's that U2 band.
Yeah. Best foreign feature. I think collectively we've seen one of these.
Yeah, and
coincidentally, the one that we picked.
It's the same one.
It's The Hunt, starring Mads Mikkelsen from Denmark.
It kind of comes down to, a lot of times we just pick people that we like from the podcast.
I like Mads Mikkelsen.
We like Mads. Haven't really had...
Season 2 trailer of Hannibal? Looks crazy.
Fair enough. Haven't had a lot of Mads talk on Movies On Up recently, so we'll give him some love here. And it won Golden Globe, didn't it?
No, it didn't win.
It
was nominated.
Right.
The Broken Circle Breakdown from Belgium, The Great Beauty from Italy, Omar from the Palestinian territories, and The Missing Picture from Cambodia. I pick The Hunt. I have no expert opinion on that.
Is Omar just a movie about Omar from The Wire?
The Wire, I hope so.
Because if it is, that's my new pick.
Best animated feature, The Wind Rises, Frozen, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine, and The Croods. The Croods was just bad. I hated The Croods.
didn't see it. The only one on this list I've actually seen was Frozen. And, you know, it's all right. That's my pick. I would rather see Despicable Me 2 win because I think that that's kind of different. And it would be nice for the Oscars to not just say, oh, here's a Disney flick or, oh, here's a Pixar flick. Let's just give it to you.
We both picked Frozen. This is the first year, I think the first year that Pixar doesn't have any nominations. Monsters U is the only Pixar release. Monsters U not nominated. Despicable Me 2, I think, would be cool if it won. The Wind Rises wouldn't surprise me if it sneaks in there and in Pixar's down year sneaks away. But I think with Disney last, and I hate to, this is how the Oscars work. There's a lot of thinking about last year also. Like, it's never just on that year a lot of times. And I think last year with Wreck-It Ralph being, you know, one of the two that was considered essentially, for Disney to be up there again, I think it's Disney's year. I think they get.
Do you think it's like, well, because we didn't give The Two Towers any kind of love, we will say that Return of the King is the best picture?
Since you didn't win Best Supporting for Insider like you should have, Best Actor, Gladiator. I think Frozen gets it this year, although it wouldn't surprise. That's my upset special, is if Wind Rises sneaks in there and gets it, I won't be surprised.
Were you not entertained with Frozen?
Best Adapted Screenplay. 12 Years a Slave by John Ridley. Before Midnight, Julie Delpy, Ethan Hawke, and Richard Linklater. Wolf of Wall Street by Terrence Winter. Captain Phillips by Billy Ray. And Philomena by Steve Coogan and Jeff Pope. It's one of the only two that I think we agree on everything from here on out.
Okay, I was going to say we had one, so this would be our second, and then from here on out, it's just going to be hugs and rainbows.
Yeah, you went with the Wolf of Wall Street.
See, I did. Did you go with 12 Years a Slave?
I did go with 12 Years a Slave.
All right. I do think it's kind of between those two. I thought The Wolf of Wall Street was very entertaining the entire way through. I like 12 Years a Slave, too. For me, what really drives that movie is the direction and the acting. Now, obviously, they're working with good source material, but I don't know. I kind of felt like The Wolf of Wall Street was just a bit more alive. And that sounds ridiculous. I don't know a better way to explain it.
I had my issues with Wolf of Wall Street. I do enjoy it. I do like it. But from a writing standpoint, I don't like heavy reliance on voiceover. And especially breaking the wall and talking to me.
The fourth one.
Yeah. I don't want to break any of them because I want to be in a comfy room. But
I don't, no holes in the walls.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick that you don't like.
It's a gimmick that I don't like, and I guess I have trouble. It's an easy gimmick to do.
Yes.
So I guess I don't like the idea of awarding an Oscar to somebody that relies so heavily on that. So I did go 12 Years a Slave because
it's a fair criticism.
Yeah, and I mean that's just from a right. That's me's like from I do like screenwriting and I follow that a lot, and I'm not into the reliance on. That I'd like to see Philomena maybe. If either of us are wrong, I would like to see Philomena get in there just because I like
Cougs.
The Cougs. I'd love to see it. It'd be like when Nat Faxon and Jim Rash won. Like I like seeing people I like win Oscars. So I'm going to go with 12 Years a Slave. For Best Original Screenplay, American Hustle by David O. Russell and Eric Warren Singer. Blue Jasmine by Woody Allen. Her for Spike Jonze. Nebraska by Bob Nelson and Dallas Buyers Club by Craig Borton and Melissa Wallach. We agree on this one. I think it's a slam dunk. It's almost too easy for me, as we both went with her.
I don't know that I would classify it as a slam dunk.
No,
I mean,
no.
I wouldn't be
in
shocked.
In my mind, it's an absolute slam dunk. Of these five screenplays, that one is far and away the one that should win, as far as I'm concerned.
Conceptually, that was a very tough movie to try and pull off and to do well, and I think it was executed flawlessly, and a lot of it, you know, again, you know, you talk about performances, and the best performances are turned in by really talented actors, but it really helps when you're starting from strong source material, which, you know, all of these do have a strong screenplay, but I think her just being so out there, I give it a lot of creativity points, and maybe that's why I want to see it win, and in the end, why I think it will. But I mean, I don't think either of us would be shocked if David O. Russell won for American Hustle.
I could see anything winning this, to be honest with you. David O. Russell getting it from American Hustle wouldn't surprise me. Woody Allen is Woody Allen, so it wouldn't surprise me. Nebraska, that one would maybe be the most surprising for me, but Dallas Buyers Club, I had a feeling last year that I pinned all my hopes on Silver Linings because I thought that was going to be the one that just took everything. Because in years past, there were Oscars that just, they would give everything
one
to
movie
one
that,
movie.
Yeah.
They didn't do that last year. If they were to do that this year, it wouldn't surprise me if Dallas Buyers Club is the one that gets all that. But if they are mixing it up, I really want to see her win. I do believe it will, but I won't be surprised if any of them win. I guess my second choice would maybe be Buyers Club. Best Supporting Actress. This one's pretty interesting. Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. June Squibb, Nebraska. Julia Roberts, August, Osage County. And Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine. We both agree. As much as you love Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle, I did too. She won the Golden Globe for it. But we both are pinning our hopes on 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, I still think that Jennifer Lawrence is going to win. But this was the one time where I just couldn't do it. Every other time in this list, even if I thought, well, I don't agree with it, but this is what's going to happen, I would write it down. This is the one time I broke that rule just because I feel like she really does deserve to win. Nothing against Jennifer Lawrence. She's got one of these already. She won the Golden Globe. That's great. And it wouldn't surprise, I mean, we'll get to it later, but the acting performances in 12 Years a Slave, if nothing wins acting-wise from that movie, it's going to be a travesty.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from, because Chewie and Fassbender are both nominated. We'll get to that. I don't think either of them are going to win. I think it is a bad move if this movie with phenomenal acting from top to bottom with an all-star cast doesn't get any acting awards. And I truly think that I feel like there's a system here. Like, I feel like, okay, it's not going to get these two, so it'll go to this one because, okay, Lawrence deserved it, but maybe it'll
get...
She's
got one, that's fine.
Maybe it'll win another category. Like, I feel like there is that kind of thought process in a lot of voters' minds, so I think it'll be Nyong'o. And well-deserved. She absolutely deserves it.
Totally. I mean, I not that I don't think that Jennifer Lawrence deserves it, but...
I wouldn't be upset with either one of them because it's hard to be upset with Jennifer Lawrence if for anything. But
except that haircut, apparently.
But like honestly, it'd be hard not to be happy for her, especially winning 2 years in a row an Oscar. But I just feel like it should go to her. Any of the others would kind of upset me. Julia Roberts, it would make me mad. But that's it. That's supporting actress. Best supporting actor, Barkhad Abdi for Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper for American Hustle, Jonah Hill for The Wolf of Wall Street, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club, and Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave. We kind of called this, I mentioned, of the Golden Globes. I think the only difference here is Jonah Hill snuck in,
yeah,
which I kind of said wouldn't surprise me if it he replaced, what, Brule?
Mm-hmm.
Abdi's a good story, but I feel like it's...
And I think it was a really good performance,
too. It was a really good performance. I think it's Kwan's Walla Wallace last year, though, where it's a really good story, a really great performance, really no chance of winning.
Perhaps.
Because I think any of these other... we both agree that it'll go to Leto.
Yeah. And
which is who we thought would win the Golden Globe.
I think just about of any award on this page, I think this is the closest to a sure thing. He was phenomenal in Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, Fassbender was really good.
All of these were really good performances.
I guess in any other year, I could see any of these other guys winning, but Leto's going to win.
Yeah.
And he should.
No, one wild, I don't know. I would think he'd be in supporting. There's a couple here. Like, I wanted Ben Foster from Lone Survivor nominated. I knew he wouldn't be, but if you look at supporting acting performances of this year, his stands out, especially to me. And another one that kind of went under the radar, we mentioned the movie earlier, I thought Jake Gyllenhaal in Prisoners was phenomenal. Like, I thought his performance in that, I don't know if it would be really lead or supporting because it was more of an ensemble cast kind of, but I really think Gyllenhaal's performance in Prisoners was kind of Oscar worthy. And I immediately thought that upon watching it because watching him in that movie felt like something kind of special. I've never disliked Gyllenhaal. He was really good in Source Code, but watching him in that was, maybe it's because the character was so compelling, like, with the prison tattoos and the shirt buttoned up all the way. Like, there was a backstory there that you didn't know, but Gyllenhaal made you want to know it. That's my only complaint on supporting actor, because I don't know. I would even like Gyllenhaal in there more than, like, even Cooper.
I was going to say, if you had to take somebody out, I mean,
I think Cooper would be the first one I would take out.
Yeah, me too.
Even though it was really good.
Cooper and Jonah Hill, I think, are the two.
I really like Jonah Hill in there, but those would probably be the two. Like, if you replace those with Foster and Gyllenhaal, I would not complain. As much as I love Jonah Hill, like, I adore Jonah Hill, and I love that he's a 2-time Oscar nominee now. Because film snobs can't get their heads around that.
Yeah, it's the fat kid from Superbad, and he's, you know, not guy just that.
Guy that got raped by the devil in This Is the End gets an Oscar nomination the same year. Yeah, I love that.
Spoiler alert.
It's a Leto kind of year. If you haven't seen Prisoners, it's really good.
It's really long.
It's really long, and it's not a feel-good movie by any means, but I really think Gyllenhaal's performance in that movie, unless, I mean, you haven't backed it up at all. Maybe it's just me thinking it. I thought he was phenomenal in
that
movie.
No, I mean, I guess I thought he was fine and maybe even deserving, but for me, it's Jared Leto and whomever else you want to put on the screen.
No, I understand that. But
and I know there is something to being an Oscar nominee. I'm not trying to minimize that, I guess, but I guess I really don't care who the other four names are because they are all playing for second place.
Yeah. Best actress. This was last year, two-woman race between J-Law and Jay Chass. Amy Adams for American Hustle. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, who won the Golden Globe. Judi Dench for Philomena.
Amy Adams also won Golden Globe.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock for Gravity and Meryl Streep for August, Osage County. That's Meryl Streep's 20th or so.
Probably.
She's been nominated a ton. I like Sandra Bullock. I mean, she definitely deserved the nomination. It's Amy Adams. I think it's Amy Adams is to win, but Cate Blanchett, it would not surprise me because she is Cate Blanchett, but I think it's between those two, and I think Adams is the breakout.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the names that are on that list. I mean, it's Cate Blanchett, it's Dame Judi Dench, it's Meryl Streep, it's Sandy Bullock. You know what I mean? Like, they're really – I don't want to say stacked field because that is so cliche, but they're all really, really awesome. But I do think that Amy Adams was tremendous.
And she's kind of the young pup in the crowd, too. Like, she's the newest on the...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, between Meryl Streep and Judi Dench, they've been around for a year or two.
Yeah. So we both picked Amy Adams. I think it will be, and I think it's deserved because just the nuances in her, like the subtle... I mean, there was a lot going on in her performance, and she nailed it. Mm-hmm. Plus cleavage. So, going on to best actor.
You know, I got to stop. Amy Adams in that just did nothing for me. I don't know if it was – it might have been the hair. It might have been –
It's the style.
I mean, perm.
I hope that wins a wardrobe Oscar.
That's not going to. Great Gatsby. Put it down.
Screw
we that. Didn't pick that one, but that'll win. That'll win for that and production design – all those kind of awards.
I really want Hustle to win for costume and makeup and stuff because I thought it felt 70s. Like, it really did feel like that time.
I don't think it's going to win makeup either. They made me forget that was Jared Leto. Didn't look anything like him.
That's true.
That's an Oscar performance right there.
Yeah. I just want somebody to Photoshop a picture of Christian Bale from The Machinist. Christian Bale topless from the Batman movies next to Christian Bale sitting with his shirt off in a chair.
Topless
in
from, yeah.
like that dude, talk about committed.
Small, medium, large.
Yeah. Best actor, did I talk about that yet?
Nope.
Bruce Dern, Nebraska. Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street. And Christian Bale for
Shirtless
American
one.
Hustle. McConaughey and DiCaprio took home the Golden Globes. I think this is 100% Matthew McConaughey. We both do.
Yeah, I do. When we started talking about Dallas Buyers Club, just sight unseen. When you read what the movie's about, Matthew McConaughey plays an electrician that gets AIDS, and then he ends up suing the government to be able to get his medicine. That's all you need to read, and then you know, yeah, okay, this is probably, if McConaughey does anything, it's going to get nominated. No, he was phenomenal, so he's probably going to win, and it is really deserving, and I'm looking forward to seeing his acceptance speech because I think it'll be tremendous. The guy from Magic Mike is going to win an Oscar. I do feel really shitty
for
Chewie.
Because
he was so good.
This is Ejiofor's year to win an Oscar. We said that from talking. What's interesting about when Nebraska was first announced, Like, I remember we used to do news episodes when Alexander Payne is making a movie with Bruce Dern. I said, talking about the news, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if that's like Bruce Dern's comeback and he gets an Oscar nom. Chiwetel Ejiofor, we said from the beginning of 12 Years a Slave casting, oh, that's going to be an Oscar movie. When we saw the trailer for Dallas Buyers Club, I didn't so much call McConaughey. I said, that's a Leto. That's an Oscar nomination. And then Wolf of Wall Street and American Hustle, you knew from the second they were announced they were Oscar movies. And it sucks because it is Chiwetel Ejiofor's year to win. This is the year for him to win. It's an important movie. It was a phenomenal performance. It was a great movie, a great performance. But I think it's McConaughey. I really do.
It's like,
I wouldn't be upset if Chewie ends up getting the win, but I think it goes to McConaughey.
Not that I watch an incredible amount of Olympic figure skating, but it's like, you know, the figure skater that goes out there and gets like a 9.9, and you're like, oh, this finally, you know, she's going to win. And then the next person gets
a
10.
Quadruple, triple, double axle.
Flipping half gainer right into the back of a garbage dump. Any other year, you know, that would be more than enough to win the Oscar, but it's just like, what can you do? Part of me hopes that Chewie wins, and the other part of me really hopes that McConaughey wins.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy either way. Like, if any of the others sneak in there, like, if it went to Leo, I'd probably be upset.
Yeah, I think so.
Not that it was a bad performance, but it wasn't at the level. I mean, it was a very Leo role.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very Leo.
He was very charismatic.
This wasn't a McConaughey role. This was McConaughey kind of outside his wheelbox. This Chewie, just phenomenal. So I wouldn't be upset with either of those two winning. Last year, we felt like there were four quality nominations, and then Denzel just kind of getting thrown a bone. This is a quality list.
It is. I still haven't seen Nebraska yet. There's nobody that I can really think of for like a lead actor that I feel like really needs to be on this list. Now, part of that might be because I think that what McConaughey and Ejiofor did are just so head and shoulders above
anybody
else.
It's hard to care.
Kind of like the Jared Leto thing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, I guess, like, if you were to pull somebody off there, like, I wouldn't be upset necessarily if DiCaprio didn't get a nomination for Wolf of Wall Street, but it doesn't matter.
DiCaprio and Bale, I think, are the most expendable, but they're the two of the bigger names.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they're guys that just, if they show up, because they are that good, and they've been doing it for long enough, if they show up, they're going to be nominated.
Because the only one that really, I'm fine with him getting left off, is Oscar Isaac. He got nominated for Golden Globe for Inside Llewyn Davis. A lot of people expected that, but I mean, I'm not a Coen Brothers. I don't dislike them, but I'm not nuts about them. I like some of their stuff. I dislike some of their stuff. Llewyn Davis, I'm okay with it not getting any nominations. It didn't do anything for me. That, I don't know. Does that make any sense?
It does. I mean, I think that was a good movie.
It was good.
Not a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything great about it. I do love the Coens.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, when we get to the best pictures, like, I don't know. Best director. Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, David O. Russell, American Hustle, Alfonso Cuarón, Gravity, Alexander Payne, Nebraska, and Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street. We both pick Cuarón for Gravity, and I feel like it's because of what the Academy did last year, giving you knew Life
it's of the Ang Lee thing.
You knew Life of Pi wasn't going to be Best Picture, even though it was nominated. You knew it wasn't going to win.
And I didn't think it. I mean, it was really good. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, but then they gave it to Ang Lee for director, and I think it's the same with Cuarón this year, and I think it's deserved because I feel like Children of Men was an Oscar-worthy movie. I feel like it got way overlooked, but I'm fine with him winning just because I want to see everything this guy touches. Like, I want to see everything he does, and having Oscar winner attached to his name will open that up a lot more.
But couldn't you make that same argument for McQueen and David O. Russell?
David O. Russell doesn't need the extra love.
Maybe not, but Steve McQueen sure could.
Absolutely. But, I mean, he's in a position to – all these guys can do anything they want. And Steve McQueen, it's awesome to see him get in there. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets the win.
I think he should. I'm going to be – I think they're going to give it to Cuarón, and I'm going to be pissed when they do. I didn't agree with them giving it to Ang Lee last year. Best cinematography? Yes. Best director? No. And I feel the same way about this. I really feel like it should go to McQueen or David O. Russell. I don't think they're either of them are going to get it.
Where does O. Russell get in that? Like, what makes you so strong about just you're going just strictly just from acting performance?
I think it was a well put together movie. And yeah, when you have a best lead actor, you've got best supporting actor, actress. Actually, yeah, all four acting categories. You have a nomination. You got a great chance of getting two wins. I think that's worth something. Gravity, I mean, obviously it wasn't going to get a bunch of acting noms because there weren't that many people in it. But I didn't agree with it last year with Ang Lee for the same reasons I don't agree with it this year. I just think they're going to do the same dumb thing 2 years in a row. Because they do that.
I mean, it's the second year in a row David O. Russell has gotten a nomination in every acting category.
Sure.
Last year was all four categories. This year, all four categories. I think if anybody else wins, it's McQueen. I really hope so.
I think he deserves it.
And I feel like if they go back to, because we'll get to it again on who we think is going to win Best Picture, but if it goes to snuff like it's been the last few years and goes by that planogram, then Steve McQueen will win for 12 Years a Slave, and deserved. Plus, I'm not looking it up. Would he be the first black director to win? I think he was the first to win a Golden Globe, or the first. It was the first motion picture directed by a black director to win Best Picture. So, I mean, that's a storyline that would be.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I can't think of Spike Lee off the top of my head.
He's been nominated. I don't think he ever won. So. But yeah, so I mean, I could see them going there, and again, it goes to that movie is too good not to win anything, whether it be Loop It Up for,
and it might not.
I think it will. I think it wins at least between the ones it wins at least adapted or supporting actress, actor, or director. I think it wins any of those four, if not all four.
I think I would be more shocked if it won all four than if it won nothing. I just see it. I think you can build a strong argument
if it wins,
that somebody else is going to win in each of those categories. I won't always agree with it.
If it wins screenplay, supporting actress, and director, does that make it more okay if Edge of Four doesn't win? When Edge of Four doesn't win? Like, is that kind of...
I think just the fact that Matthew McConaughey was so damn good, that makes it okay if Chewie loses. If Nuongo loses, that's kind of rough. Screenplay, I picked Wolf of Wall Street. I like that screenplay better. So, I mean, that's not going to bother me. It's going to bother me when he doesn't win Best Director. That's when it will bother me.
On to the Best Picture. Oh, no, before we go to Best Picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spike Jones is not in here. How?
Because you can only have five, I guess.
See you, Scorsese. Sorry. Spike Jones. And screw me. This is nuts. Peter Berg, honestly, like for Lone Survivor, which we haven't even talked about because only got two nominations for sound and audio.
I think that we talked about how many awesome, well, I mean, good movies there were going to be and how director was going to be really tough. Yeah, Peter Berg's not in there. Neither is Jean-Marc Valerie from Dallas Buyers Club. And what the hell there, too?
Because also, you just had to look up his name.
I did, yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy about Dallas Buyers Club is he is getting no love. Nobody knows who directed Dallas Buyers Club. I don't know, and you just said his name 30 seconds ago.
Jean-Marc Valerie.
That's what's crazy about that movie. You have possibly two Oscar wins for acting.
Very possibly.
And it's nominated for Best Picture, and nobody knows who this guy is.
Nope.
So I would have liked him in there. Having him in there would have been like Beast of the Southern Wild being in Best Director last year.
Except for, in this case, his movie's going to have two trophies.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, because they latched onto Beast last year and threw it a bunch of bones. It would have been nice to see him in there. Peter Berg, I understand, is an outside shot, but I feel like his name should have at least been up in the conversation. And Spike Jones not getting a nomination, I think, is the biggest screw-off.
So, I mean, but that's three.
I mean, we rattled off 10 last week.
Right, but that's, like, if you got to pull off three from this list, you're going to pull off Scorsese,
Payne.
Probably Payne, and then what?
All right, Berg. I mean, I'll leave Berg off.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll give it to Dallas Buyers Club guy and
Jean-Marc Valerie.
Yeah. So, I mean, just Spike Jones not being on here is mind-blowing to me. He created a whole world. Like, I mean, all these guys did, kind of. I mean, Quaron especially.
He created space?
He did. But, yeah, so that's Best Director. It was, we knew it was going to be interesting this year, but we both picked Quaron, although we both want McQueen.
Do you? I didn't get that impression from you.
I'm fine either way. I like Quaron, so I won't be mad if he wins, but I think McQueen is probably more deserving, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense.
Best Picture, Philomena, Nebraska, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, American Hustle, Her, Captain Phillips, The Wolf of Wall Street, and 12 Years a Slave. That's another thing about Captain Phillips. You go back to Best Actor. Tom Hanks wasn't there for this movie.
And I'm okay with that.
I am too. I would be okay if it wasn't on this list. It was okay. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that Paul Greengrass didn't get a nomination for it. But, I mean, Abdi, I'm fine with Abdi being that lone nominee. I mean, it got screenplay,
yeah, he was
too,
really good.
If Abdi was the only nomination, I'm fine with that. We both picked 12 Years a Slave. I feel kind of comfortable with that. I feel like that's a will win, should win, want to win kind
of
thing.
I think this, of all the awards that it's nominated for, maybe outside of screenplay, it actually has the best chance at this one,
yeah,
which doesn't make any sense.
No. The only way it's not a shame if this loses is if Dallas Buyers Club gets it. I could see them giving it to that just because of everything else, and it's not the obvious choice.
Then that just makes giving the absolute shaft, mm-hmm, to Jean-Marc Valery.
I know.
Even worse.
Last year's Best Picture didn't have a Best Director nomination.
Yeah, I understand. But it didn't have Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor win.
No.
Right.
Didn't even have nominations.
Exactly. But I just think if it wins like everything other than director, that's kind of messed up.
I feel like it's 12 Years a Slave, but yeah. Dallas Buyers Club would be kind of my sneaky pick. It's not really sneaky, but if
Dallas Buyers Club wins anything, I'm probably not going to be upset because it's that damn good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. If anything else wins other than those two, I probably would be kind of pissed. Even Her, as much as I liked Her, like, I mean, I like most of these movies, but I feel like those two are ahead of the game on everything. So, any best pictures that you feel left out?
I mean, I think we've kind of hinted to the Lone Survivor thing not being there. I would definitely rather see that than Captain Phillips.
I mean, there's still another spot, too. That's 9 of the 10.
Oh,
they
I
could
guess
do up to 10, and they did 9.
Well, that's jacked up then.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid Academy.
Yeah, Lone Survivor, I think, should be in there. Sometimes they just miss. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But, I mean, I have no complaints about any of these. There's none that I feel like were totally shafted, I think, except Lone Survivor.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I feel more upset about that now because I just looked at this and had assumed that there were 10 there.
No, there's
and that's,
9.
Well, that's a travesty.
I mean, you know, it's interesting, though. Saving Mr. Banks seemed like such an Oscar movie. It got screenplay nom and some
music.
Yeah.
It got some stuff.
It got a couple small ones,
score,
but nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of Tom Hanks's better years in a long time, and it's one of the years he walks away with no...
I think he'll be okay,
yeah,
though.
No, but I mean, like, it's just interesting, because this was one of his strongest years. He had two big-time movies that he was top-notch in, and he gets nothing for him, which, I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting to look back at his career and see, like, oh, this is going to be a good year for him. And then no awards.
I guess not. I mean, same thing as it could be said of Chewie. He's going to look back and say, damn.
I didn't even get nominated for Serenity.
Yes, I didn't get nominated this year for
Maybe
Serenity.
They'll give it to him over McConaughey to make up for...
For not
giving him anything for Serenity.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm. Just like Avengers 2 will get Best Picture because they didn't give it to Serenity.
Or because they didn't
best
give it
actor.
To Avengers.
Best Act. The Academy Award for Best Actor goes to Nathan Fillion on Castle. Tuesdays. CBS or whatever it's on. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not even sure if it's on Tuesdays.
I don't even know if it's still on.
We wouldn't know. It's not... TV on up.
But that's our Oscars.
Plenty of time to send us your picks if you think we're completely nuts. I'm open to other opinions, although unless you build an incredibly compelling case, I think I'm kind of locked in to what I think or what I feel. Maybe my mind will be completely changed when I see Nebraska. I'll fall in love with it. I don't know. But yeah, if you've got opinions, we'd love to hear them. moviesonup@gmail.com, on the Twitter @moviesonup, or facebook.com/moviesonup.
You can find more of me @DaveBasella on the Twitter, DaveBasella.com. I swear I will update it at some point. I have another show. We're due for a comeback in a couple of weeks. Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave.
It'll be like your Bruce Dern episode.
Yeah, that's EricandDave.com, Eric with a K. And if you like the theme song of Movies on Up, Jason West composed that when he was in his old band, The Champions of All Time. His current solo project called You and Me Both just released an album on SoundCloud yesterday. I think the link is something like SoundCloud/YouMeBoth, something like that.
Perhaps.
Search SoundCloud for You and Me Both or Facebook for You and Me Both.
I was going to say, perhaps Westy could get us the link and we could tweet it.
Yeah, but go download that. You can, it's Name Your Price. You can download it for free, or you can give him money to have him keep making music, which would be awesome. So listen to that. But I think that's it. We'll be back later this week. We're going to be talking in honor of her, our favorite robots in movies, even though she wasn't a robot.
Characters. She was an artificial.
She should have been up there for actress too, I think. We talked about it a lot.
That was a fantastic performance,
and she had everything working against her. And
the fact that she didn't appear on screen.
Yeah. So, but that was another Oscar-worthy performance that didn't get nominated. But we'll be talking about our favorite robots on the big screen later this week. And until then,
keep it up.